Hey everyone, welcome to Course for the Insane. I'm Coach Tyra. Today I'm going to speak to you about a topic that a lot of women have to go through. Well, they don't have to, but that women tend to go through. And it came up with a conversation because there was an article about Adrian, the co-host on The Real. Someone was questioning why she didn't want to have children. And her husband came to her defense, and he told them to stay out of her womb, which is appropriate, because really, when you ask a woman, well, why aren't you married? Why don't you have any kids? Basically, what you're trying to say is she's inadequate in some way. That a woman's self-worth or her value increases if she have a man and some kids, which is bullshit. Because you never ask a man that. I remember watching the Pierce Morgan show where he was on CNN. This before we found out he was a grade A asshole. And he had Condoleezza Rice, and you can look it up, like I always tell you, Google it. Don't just ever take my word for it. He had Condoleezza Rice, who was the former Secretary of State. She was the first African-American female Secretary of State. This woman has like two PhDs and sit on different boards. She's a classically trained pianist. She is a professor at Stanford University. And of all her great accomplishments, serving multiple administrations and just being super successful, this man go ask her why she not married to have kids. You don't ask Leonardo DiCaprio that. She not married, don't have kids because she don't want to. That is inappropriate. Stop asking women about their womb, about their marital status. Why? Because they feel like it. You live your best life how you want to live it. Sometimes marriage just ain't for everybody. Sometimes that's not a woman's ultimate goal, is to get married and have some kids. Maybe that woman wants to celebrate her life and live her life for her. And that's not being selfish, that's being honest. Because there's a lot of women that have children that shouldn't have any. Because they bring children here and they neglect them. They pawn them off of their mamas or their grandmamas, so they have to end up raising them. So if you know that you would rather live your life how you want to live it, it's best that you don't have kids. And so I respect a woman that says, you know, raising kids is just not for me. I understand that and I respect her choice. I think it's very tacky and very inappropriate for you to ask someone or speak on someone else's reproductive organs, whether they want to use them or not. That's their choice, just like you chose to have kids. They can choose not to, or they can choose not to get married. So we need to get rid of this toxic narrative. And I say the word toxic phrase, toxic narrative, a lot, because there are a lot of them. We need to get rid of that toxic narrative that girls, her ultimate goal in life, the pinnacle of success, is to obtain a husband and some children. Because that's some bullshit. What about all my accomplishments on my own? Like, I mean, I have a husband and children. I also have a business. I also have a partnership with another business owner. I also have my podcast. I also have 2 degrees. You know, I have my own life, my own accomplishments outside of my children and my husband. And if a woman don't want to have a husband and children, she has every right to do so. I remember an incident with one of my husband's relatives. It really annoyed me. This was many years ago. I think one of my girls was 8. I think the other one was probably about 11. And we went to his family reunion. And she came up to me and said, "So, hey, we gonna give our cousin a son." And I'm like, "Huh?" I just didn't even answer her. I just turned my back and didn't even answer her. Because, first of all, it was rude as hell. And ignorant as hell. And I just chose not to even answer such an ignorant question. Later on, she said, "I guess that wasn't my business. That's why you didn't even answer." Try laughing off. I was just like, yeah. But, you know, obviously, she never took a biology course, because if she did, then she would know that the biological gender of the child comes from the father. If you take a biology class, then you will know that women have X chromosomes and men have XY chromosomes. And the only thing a child can ever get from me, from any woman, is the X chromosome. So that Y that the boy needs to be a boy comes strictly from the father. And if you would take a biology course, you would know that. And so you wouldn't blame the woman if she doesn't produce a son, as people do, which is very ignorant. And it shows, so stop making any statements, because you look real stupid out here. Take a look. It's in the book. Read Rainbow. Call up LeVar Burton and get yourself. But yeah, I just wanted to make sure I shared a little tidbit with you and encourage women, all women out there, whatever your choices may be. Have children, don't have children, get married, don't get married, whatever you want to do. I encourage you to live your life for you and your creator. As long as you do what's pleasing in God's eyes, the hell with everybody else. Okay, I hope you pass this along. Share this with your family, your friends. Encourage other women to live their best lives. And always be blessed.